Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Presentations of music is to reach back to our past and touch that which was most tender and cherished to us. As I said last night, so many of our saints, and as God told me to remind the saints of the hope, so many of the sweet saints that taught us, and some of them are here who helped raise me, some of them are in heaven, most of them have gone to heaven. I have no living pastors of my, all of the former pastors who raised me. There's an element that are still in the church who don't understand quite where we're going yet. They came out of Egypt in their minds, and they wandered in the wilderness, and they looked forward to Jordan, but they still have, they came out of Egypt, but they still got a little Egypt in their thinking. That slavery mentality is there. They know how to endure. They know how to wander in the wilderness and enjoy miracles of endurance, but they've not known miracles of conquest. But they're sweet saints. They're the ones that prayed us through. And so the Lord said, remind them of the hope. Some of them are just confused and disoriented. They don't even understand the music. They don't understand a lot of the things that have happened, that have changed, that are not what they are comfortable with. But they love Jesus with all their heart. And he loves them. And I love them too. Their grandparents and great-grandparents and aunts and uncles and mamas and daddies. Some of them are going to some little church they've been going to 40 years and ain't nobody there but them and 40 people. But that's all they know. But they're still the saints. And they still need to be reminded of a little bit of hope. One of those ladies is in heaven now. Her name was Pearl Jones. She was another one of them sweet, mean ones. She always frowned and fussed. In testimony service, she would never really testify. After she got through singing, she'd say, God give me that song when I was first saved. That's all she'd say. God give me that song when I was first saved. But she could sing it under the anointing. It's an old song titled, Shine On Me. You ever heard it? I'm going to ask Bishop Morton to help me with it in a little bit. Sing the verse. He's one of them old-time preachers, too. He got young and old in him. Bishop Paul Morton's brother, but this is Bishop James Morton from Atlanta. But the song goes like this. Shine on me. If you know it, come on. Lay down.
To me.
Come on, Bishop.
And
Corinthians, the 13th chapter, with I want to look at that just a moment. I want to just explain this love that I'm talking about, Bob. Boy, I can listen to that song for a moment. Shine on me. Oh, that's
yes,
my heart, brother, man. That's
yes,
touched my heart. Started a little fire to kindling.
Sometimes you gotta stir it up.
Yes, sir. Let that light from the lighthouse shine on me. Well, I may have to hear that again in a minute, brother. No. Yes, sir. Man. And when he does it, you know he's listening at you. Man, that's the best gift. That's the best. Oh man, when you pray to God and you feel it, and you feel He hear your prayer, and then not only you realize when He listened to you, and then when He do it, when He answer it, that's His love shining on you. That's His grace shining on you. That's His mercy taking care of you and holding you, and He's keeping you. Oh man, that He's abiding with you. He's ordering your steps. He's shining a light before you. He's making the path clear for you. He's letting you know that I hear you, that communication, that you're connected with Him. Oh man, and over there, John, tell you about that. The next, I am the truth, and my Father is the husband, man. You know, oh man, hallelujah. Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You have anything, brother Nutty, on your heart before we jump into this?
I just want to thank the Lord again. I had a lot of my family came to my gathering yesterday, and I enjoyed every one of them. And
just
thank the Lord
for
allowing me to be able to say that this morning.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a blessing. That's a blessing. Yes, true. That's a blessing, man. We thank God for it, to be able to gather together. Gather together and remember memories and see. You can touch and feel loved ones. Some you can just know them by a memory. Oh, praise the Lord. And some you know them in the flesh. Some still here. Some is gone on. But precious memories and how they linger, how they God allow them to flood our soul. He can let us remember the good times and take away the hurt of the lost. He helps us remember the joy and the love that we shared with that loved one, and sometimes even especially when they left a legacy and we followed that legacy. Some left a legacy of honorable. Some left a legacy of love. Some left a legacy of wisdom. Hallelujah. And we thank Him, boy. We continue to ever give His name the glory, the praise, and the honor that is due, because He's done so much. When we sit down and we think about it, when we pull ourselves out of our pity party, and we all have our pity parties at times, but when we think about God and His goodness and His grace and His mercy, it makes us our heart warm, just like the song, "Why Would Those Shine On Me?" Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, we come thanking you for this day, this moment, this hour, this chance that you've given us to come together and read in your word. We're most thankful of your goodness, your mercy that you've shown towards us. We ask for forgiveness for our sin, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Father God, is just like the song, which is shine on us, Father God, with your love, with your grace, with your mercy, with beautiful memories. Let us be reminded what we know about you and how good you've been to us, Father, and how good, let some know how good you can be. Hallelujah. That makes you, makes them want to stir up in the heart. What can I do to be saved? How can I get closer to feel this love in abundantly more and more? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for how you brought us, Father God. Thank you for blessing us to trust in you so we can know how you will talk us, how you will teach us, how you will carry us, how you will keep us, how you would uphold us and give us strength and bless us to stand in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We love you for it. Now we ask you to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirit to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Give us this day our daily bread. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. You know, in the end of that 12th chapter, it talks about the excellent way. a more excellent way of talking about gifts over there. But the best gift you can have is the gift of love, the gift of this charity gift. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah goes more in depth. When you love God in such a way, it causes your heart to be changed. Hallelujah is a governor effect when you go beyond rather than just trying to do the will of God, because you don't want him, you don't want no chastisements from him. But when you go further and do his will just because you love him, just because you want to show him that you're appreciative, just because you have this love affair in your heart, this relationship with God, hallelujah. It's a beautiful thing because that love, it will keep you. That love, it will draw you. Hallelujah. Here Paul talks about, though, he says in his first verse, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mischief and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be buried and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Now, a word read verse 1, 2, and 3. This is the necessary and advantages of the grace of love. Oh, hallelujah. See, love is necessary. You can have the gifts, but it don't mean a thing if you don't have love. Hallelujah. You can have knowledge, and you can have faith. That your faith could be so strong that it could remove mountains. But if you don't have charity, it profit you a thing. If your motive behind your gift giving and your suffering, if it's not motivated because you have the love and though you have the gift where you can prophesy, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, you can prophesy, and it's a God-given gift. You can have predict things, and you can foresee the outcome of things. Oh, hallelujah, and when that you predict and it comes true. But if you don't give the glory to God because he gave you the gift, hallelujah, if you don't use it and apply it in love, hallelujah, it don't mean a thing unto you. It don't mean nothing unto you, hallelujah. And though, you know, that verse 3 tells you you can bestow all your goods, feed the poor, and though I give my body do he burn? I can sacrifice myself. But if I'm not doing it because I love God and for his will, his way, and his kingdom building, it profits me nothing. Nothing at all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Charity, it is suffering long. And it's kind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Charity envieth not. Hallelujah. Charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up. Charity, this is love. Oh, hallelujah. This love can suffer long. Hallelujah. This charity, charity suffers long. Love suffers long. Can we tolerate some things because we love? can we bear the infirmities of someone because we love them? Can we be patient with them because we love them? Can we be kind to them because we love them? Hallelujah. And not envious, not envious of them, but to be loving and kind to them. Hallelujah. Kind. Oh, hallelujah. Kindness, good nature, kind-hearted, warm, caring, affectionate. Oh, hallelujah. Considerate and to be helpful. This is this adjective of kind and kind and kindness. Oh, that very act. Can we show love? Hallelujah. Charity suffered long. This love, it will suffer long when you're trying to get some over to somebody. You have to do it in love. Hallelujah. Not envy. Hallelujah. Not envy because they made you mad. You want to do something too. But the love should shine through. Hallelujah. Love. The love should shine through. Hallelujah. More than your feeling of you're angry with them because you want to do something to them. But here, hallelujah, envy is not modified or discontent at the sight of superior ecstasy. Oh, hallelujah, envious. Oh, or happiness enjoyed by another envy. You despise someone because of envy will make you despise. Oh, hallelujah. But, thank God, charity wanted not itself, is not puffed up, oh Lord, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeking not her own. It is easily provoked, thinketh no evil, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Without the love in its fullness, true meaning, the God and to man. Without this, the most glorious gift that we have, oh Lord, then it don't mean a thing. Hallelujah. It is no esteem in the sight of God. It says, and a clear head and a deep understanding are of no value without a benevolent and a charitable heart, which means you can be deepest in wisdom and all your knowledge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And be crafty. Hallelujah. It don't mean no esteem, no gain unto you unless you have the love of God, unless they you give godly understanding with your godly love and a charitable heart, a giving heart. Hallelujah. Don't mean a thing. All that is in vain unless you have love. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rejoice. Thank you, Jesus. It don't rejoice in iniquity, but it rejoices in the truth. And when the truth is heard, it makes you rejoice. Hallelujah. When someone is rejoicing in that iniquity or what they have done, iniquity is practicing to be wicked. And when someone rejoices over their practicing to be wicked, and when you have that right here, that clear heart. It bothers you. It bothers you because you want joy, you want peace, you want the love of God to be shining through. But love is only not itself. It is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly. Hallelujah. And those that were boast about being evil, they done got out the way. They're not thinking clear. They're not thinking not at all. Oh, hallelujah. It is not provoked. Hallelujah. Love can be on the battlefield. Love was on the cross. Hallelujah. One day. Hallelujah. And all love cried out for was forgiveness. Forgive them for they spoke. The Son spoke to the Father, said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgive them. Hallelujah. Love will be there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But one thing about it, when you lift love up, love causes a change. Love, hallelujah, that you have, it draws. Hallelujah. Love is lifted. Love causes the heart to yearn and be drawn. Hallelujah. Love. Love on the battlefield. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. Hopeth all things. Endureth all things. This is love. That love will bear things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love will believe everything, but love in that. In that believing, it still has hope for the best. I like a good saying my pastor used to say is that love will believe even the worst until the best is proven. Or believe the best until the worst is proven, and it will still remain to have love. It's still in all that, no matter how bad it looks, love hoping for the best. For the best outcome, this is love here. Hallelujah. Love in your heart. Well, the love of God that you have in your heart, it'll hold you. When the storm is raging, when they love me, it'll keep you. Mm-hmm. Love will rock you in the midst of the storm. Love will bear all things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you're going through, when you're down out, when you feel despair, love is there. Hallelujah. When you feel like you're on the mountaintop, love is there. When you're down in the valley low, love is there. Bring in all things. Believe in all things. Hope all things. Endure all things. Charity never fails. Oh, hallelujah. Love never fails. See, but the thing about it, would there be prophecy? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now. Love will continue to endure. Love never. Scripture tells us, 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, the 8th verse, charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Hey, whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. Hey, hallelujah. Look at love here. See, but we know in part. Hallelujah. We are not even complete without love. We prophesy in part. We only have part of the story, but charity never fails. Hey, but whether that be prophecies, our predictions, things we know, we still wait for them to come to pass. They shall fail because we only impart. Hallelujah. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Hallelujah. Because we know what only has been given to us. Hey, whether there shall be knowledge, it shall vanish away. All these things are impart. But when that which is perfect is come, and that which is perfect, that when that which is perfect is come, when love of God truly come. Hey, that then that which is in part shall be done away with. What you talking about, preacher? Well, when I was a child, when I was a babe, and this thing I speak as a child, understood as a child, I thought as a child. This part of it, this the beginning right here. When I was a child, hey, I speak as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. You know, when I started to grow up, I put those childish things away. When I started to be serious about my relationship with God, hallelujah, hey, the childish things, oh, things I used to do, I had to put them away, folks. Well, now we see through a glass darkly. But then, face to face, hallelujah, at this present and at this present, for now, even if we got a little bit more part, but we still looking through this thing darkly. But then, face to face, and now we start to know that we are. Now it says, now I know in part, but then I shall even know also that I am. No, hallelujah. See, God is starting to, as you grow in Christ, he's starting to clear up some things. Well, when you saw through that glass very darkly, and he inspired you to start cleaning those glasses of grace, those glasses of mercy, those glasses of righteousness that you're looking through. Hallelujah. Start to clear up some things when you start to look in the mirror face to face. Now I'm starting to know some things. Now I know in part, but then I shall be known. Hallelujah. I shall know even also I am known. Oh, hallelujah. I'm starting to see clear. It is grace lasting and eternity. The present state is a state of childhood and the future that of manhood. Such is the difference between earth and heaven. But now we confuse notions of things. Have children when compared with grown men. Thus shall we think of our most valuable gifts of the world. When all we come to heaven, all things are dark and confused now. Hallelujah. With other things that you know of earthly, you can't understand the heavenly things unless you understand than earthly things, then that's why Jesus speaks to a lot of times in parables. Hallelujah. How the things that we understand because our thoughts are so far apart, so vast and so differently. But when we let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, things start to get clearer for us. Hallelujah. You start to unveil some things to us, and we all can see clearly now. And we can understand, hallelujah, the parables, heavenly things, hallelujah, how he keeps things from the wise and the prudent. But those of them that have the love of God, he can open up unto you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another gift. Another gift that will help all gifts. And things, all the things that were dark and confused, but now they're clean up. You can prepare them with them. The hereafter, oh, hallelujah. They can only be seen to be a reflection in a mirror or the description of a real. But hereafter, our knowledge will be free from all obscurity and error. It is the light of heaven only. Oh, hallelujah. Things you can be in the storm, but you can look beyond the storm. You can say, I know my Redeemer living. remove all clouds and darkness and that face of us here. Hallelujah. You can sort of look upon God's face. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Face faces all the time. Revelations. Oh, and assist and relies on the divine Redeemer. But I hope this fast is up on the future happiness. Hallelujah. Even when you're going through, you don't look at the situation, but you have faith. Hallelujah. I like to say the substance of being hopeful, you know, with faith. It's not the evidence. The situation is the evidence that you're seeing, but you can look beyond, hallelujah, the evidence and start to see the end of the matter. That is faith. You can say, I know he lives and I know he'll take care of me regardless how it looks right now. I know he's listening, and in his time he will answer prayer because he's a sovereign God. But when I line my heart up to his heart and the things that he wants, and when I seek first the kingdom of God and the righteousness, everything else in my life starts to fall into place. Hallelujah. But, and now about it, faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity, because faith gonna change its form, and faith after a while it turns into sight, and that hope that you're hoping for, you're gonna start to see. You're gonna start to take your faith, hallelujah, and with your hope, it's gonna turn into sight, and that you've been hoping for, you're gonna get it. Oh, hallelujah. But love is the original form. Have no need of change, because love will take us. Hallelujah. Love is complete in itself. How the agape love of God that we should be showing toward one another. There's no need for change, but it's only going to get better as you allow it to grow in you, as you allow yourself to let love shine through and let God be vengeance. Hallelujah. Not you take on vengeance, but vengeance belongs to the Lord. Let him fight the battle, but you just go through the obstacle course. Let me go to the back of the book and give you the answer. We've already won. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's already been defeated. Oh, hallelujah. He's already taken the sting out of death. Hallelujah. Ain't no more. Death has no more victory or dominion over those that walk after Christ, those that have salvation. He's already saved us from the very effect of evil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So you should ever be thankful for his goodness, for his mercy, because he's already won. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you won, hallelujah, knowing that you have already won. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. You can just tell him, thank you. Because you already have the victory. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. We just wanted to hallelujah, remind you of his love for you. We now depart of our service. Hey, hallelujah. But someone might want to tell him, thank you. Or someone might want to tell him, Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. Thank you for loving us. Somebody might want to say, Lord, I just come with thanksgiving upon my heart. Thanking you for being that for me. Thank you for being my strength when I was weak. Thank you for loving me, Lord. Thank you for giving me mercy when I should have been when I should have been receiving justice. Thank you, Lord, for being there, for being a way out of no way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Keep loving me, Lord. Best deal ever. I hear you, ain't. Come on now, best deal ever. Contentment does not depend on anything in this world. The true contentment does not depend on anything in this world. whether we live in a place of plenty or not. We all can seek, hallelujah, unhealthy ways of fulfilling the God, oh hallelujah, the ways of filling the God shape whole in our hearts, but hey, we will look to the Lord for all our sense of peace and well-being. Thank you, Lord. He will fill us with his goodness and love. Hey, thank you, Lord. The best deal ever. And it sends in with me. Thank him for the nuggets that you send us, that you give us. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you in our prayer. Hey, thank you, Lord.
Hey, Reverend Henry. Reverend Henry.
Yes, sir.
I got something to do, but I got a hand up. I want that person to get their hand up to hold on. Just a second.
Okay.
One of the things we try to do in these special presentations of music is to reach back to our past and touch that which was most tender and cherished to us. As I said last night, so many of our saints, and as God told me to remind the saints of the hope, so many of the sweet saints that taught us, and some of them are here who helped raise me. Some of them are in heaven. Most of them have gone to heaven. I have no living pastors of my, all of the former pastors who raised me. There's an element that are still in the church who don't understand quite where we're going yet. They came out of Egypt in their minds, and they wandered in the wilderness, and they looked forward to Jordan, but they still have, they came out of Egypt, but they still got a little Egypt in their thinking. That slavery mentality is there. They know how to endure. They know how to wander in the wilderness and enjoy miracles of endurance, but they've not known miracles of conquest. But they're sweet things. They're the ones that prayed us through. And so the Lord said, remind them of the hope. Some of them are just confused and disoriented. They don't even understand the music. They don't understand a lot of the things that have happened, that have changed, that are not what they are comfortable with. But they love Jesus with all their heart. And he loves them.
Mm-hmm.
And I love them too. Their grandparents and great-grandparents and aunts and uncles and mamas and daddies. Some of them are going to some little church they've been going to 40 years and ain't nobody there but them and 40 people. But that's all they know. But they're still the same. And they still need to be reminded of a little bit of hope. One of those ladies is in heaven now. Her name was Pearl Jones. She was another one of them sweet, mean ones. She always frowned and fussed. In testimony service, she would never really testify. After she got through singing, she'd say, God give me that song when I was first saved. That's all she'd say. God give me that song when I was first saved. But she could sing it under the anointing. It's an old song titled, Shine On Me. You ever heard it? I'm going to ask Bishop Morton to help me with it in a little bit. Sing the verse. He's one of them old-time preachers, too. He got young and old in him. Bishop Paul Morton's brother, but this is Bishop James Morton from Atlanta. But the song goes like this. Shine on me. Sing it if you know it. Come on. Shine.
Oh, Jesus.
Lay down.
To me.
Come on, Bishop.
And
truck. It's back in your hands, Reverend Henry.
Praise the Lord. You hear Brother Dick? Did he say something? Oh, praise God. But we thank God today for his love. Hallelujah, for his love. His love went to Calvary for us. His love, the love to show you proof that it was God's love. John 3:16 tells, for God so loved the world, he gave. God's love to us was Jesus. He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him, him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. If you accept his love, his love is salvation unto us. His love. Oh, hallelujah. His love draws us. His love keeps us. His love makes us a family. His love. Oh, thanks be to God. For God's love. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. If you don't know him in the pardon of your sin, you can get to know him. Only thing you have to do, you have to confess that you believe in his love. You have to confess with your mouth and then believe in your heart. After your mouth have made that confession, believe that it was the love of God. Hallelujah. It was the love of God that died for us. Hallelujah. It's the love of God that was resurrected for us. It was the love of God, hallelujah, that came and walked among us. It was the love of God. Oh, hallelujah. It was the love of God. And even to this day, in the Comforter, it is the love of God. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you, Lord, for the love. Thanks.
Brother Haynes, you pray us out.
Okay.
I'm trying to load this old truck and get in this rain.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank God today for all those that came and played a part. Thank Brother Nutty for helping us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep this thing on going. We thank God for all his blessings. And we give him all the praise, the glory, and the honor as we go to God in prayer. Father God in heaven, we come thanking you, Father, for what our ears have heard. Hallelujah. And where we have witnesses, your love. Thank you, Father, teaching our hearts, blessing our hearts, keeping us our heart. We ask that you continue to let the love of God in our heart. Hallelujah. And the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit. As we meditate on you, as we think about you, Father God, let it rest, rule, and abide, Father God, as your protection as we go from this place where we pray we never leave from your presence, Father God, as we go throughout the day, keep us, protect us, hold us, Father, is our prayer, Father. Thank you for your love. Let it increase in us that we may love one another as you have loved us. In Jesus' name, just then, thank you, Lord, for your love. In Jesus' name, we pray, we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Go with us, stand by us, protect us all, Father. All that, that's trying to do your will, we ask that you keep them, Father. Hallelujah. Let them not go astray, but keep them, Father God, those that continue to do thy will. In Jesus' name, we pray, we thank you for it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hey.
Hey. Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Lift your hands and say it with me.
It is a sweet name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but to me, no, I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
said it's just like forever. Oh, shut up in my bones.
Oh,
yeah, the Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
Till the fire comes, you can go on, shout, praise God.